This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. An open manhole at River Road causing a major concern for motorists. Sugar workers are upbeat about plans to take the sector forward. Meantime, the Barbados Sugar Industry Limited is projecting an increase in yield this year. Relief for some Barbadian passengers who were stranded in New York en route to Canada due to a snowstorm. And in Jamaica, over 1,000 dengue cases recorded up to January 11th. Good afternoon. With the details, I am Crystal J. Paul. Motorists have drawn concern to Starcom Network News about an open manhole at River Road, St. Michael, as at least two near accidents were witnessed within the last 24 hours. The hole that is situated at the corner of River Road has been causing disruption in traffic, with some larger vehicles choosing to drive on the opposite side of the road into ongoing traffic, that's oncoming traffic, to avoid it. Senior Information Officer with the Ministry of Transport and Works, Shamko Pele, says work had to be done on another manhole in the area, and they were made aware of another manhole which was subsequently damaged.
The Richmond Depot of the Ministry of Transport and Works recently repaired a damaged manhole in the center of River Road in the city. Concrete was poured on Thursday, January 11th, and the area was cordoned off to allow the concrete to cure for approximately 21 days. However, another manhole towards the edge of the road was subsequently compromised. The team from Richmond Depot secured that manhole with wood in the interim, and they're seeking to install a metal plate over the manhole sometime today.
She says work would be conducted to alleviate traffic delays.
Given the close proximity of the two manholes, the left lane in front of Starcom Network will need to be closed for the team to carry out repairs to the manhole on the road's edge. This would create a traffic backlog along River Road. So in an effort to minimize any major disruptions to the flow of traffic, the metal plate will be installed to provide better coverage until the ministry can assess the area before addressing the issue.
That's Shamko Pele, Senior Information Officer with the Ministry of Transport and Works. This island's sugar workers are upbeat about plans by the two companies, the Agricultural Business Company Limited and the Barbados Energy and Sugar Company Limited, to take the sector forward. President of the Sugar Industry Staff Association, Dwight Miller, told Starcom Network News following a meeting with the Minister of Agriculture and Chairman of ABC and BESCO Limited, the union is satisfied that issues raised by the workers have been addressed. He said the union wants all the workers to be accommodated.
It is, an interesting feeling, I think, for most workers. For those who have been called back to work thus far, we were able to meet with the directors and the board of DMC as well as the Minister of Agriculture, basically outlining the direction of which they will hope to take the industry in for the future. The workers in general seem to be fairly upbeat at this point, at least those who have been called back, and then there are some that should be coming back to work within another 2 to 3 weeks or so. Some people's anxiety have been relieved, and then there are some others who are still waiting to see if they will get the call or not. But as a union, we will hope that all the workers can be accommodated as much as possible, even though the company has expressed a necessity to right-size the organization to make it fit for purpose.
Mr. Miller said the sugar workers would become shareholders and benefit from the transition.
In terms of workers benefiting, that's what I would have explained, that we all became shareholders of the two companies, and not only the present workers, but any past workers and those workers who have worked before as well. So from a shareholder point of view, I think it is a good thing for the workers. So even those who may not be included in this particular sector, at least they still have an interest within the industry to a level of shareholding.
President of the Sugar Industry Staff Association, Dwight Miller, in the lunchtime edition. And we continue in the sugar industry. Private sugarcane farmers are expecting a slight increase in the 2024 harvest of the sugarcane crop. Chairman of the Barbados Sugar Industry Limited, Mark Seeley, tells Starcom Network News they are projecting to reap approximately 85,000 tons of sugar this year.
Our farmers, the private farmers, have estimated about 85,000 tons on 4,000 acres. And that compares to 79,000 tons last year on 3,900 acres. So we are a little bit, you know, we're a little bit up, but of course we have approximately 100 more acres in cane this year. But bear in mind that's an estimate. Of course, that's the first estimate. And then we will do a revised estimate a little ways into the crop. But we're hoping that we can make the 85,000.
While production will begin under new management, Mr. Seely explained that government is expected to pay workers for the final time this crop season.
The payment arrangement continue this year. This is the last year of the agreement with government. So government continues to pay the private farmers this year, and that would be $100 a week after the cane is delivered, $50 at the end of July, July 31st, and then the climate mitigation subsidy, which is this last year we were paid around $32, $32 to $33, but that can go as high as $40 depending on the drought. I mean, since we are projecting more this year, I think our yields should be around the same or up. I would expect it will probably be around a similar number, and that will be paid by September 30th.
Chairman of the Barbados Sugar Industry Limited, Mark Seely. Some Barbadians are grateful to be home after they were left stranded in transit on their way to Canada. Last Friday, a WestJet flight, which left Barbados on Friday afternoon, bound for Toronto, Canada, had to stop in Buffalo, New York, leaving passengers, including several children, unable to complete their travel indefinitely. Felicia Weeks, the mother of a 13-year-old boy who was also stranded, gave Starcom Network News an update.
So he went to the Greyhound station yesterday, which in the bus was scheduled to leave for 11:20. He got there like for 10:45, and they say the bus were delayed, and he finally got a bus for 2:00, which he called me like a half an hour before, and he told me, "Mom, if the bus don't come, I'll go and see if I can take a train to Niagara." And then he called me back and he told me he's on the bus, which he reached to Toronto last night. Everything's good and he's okay. Praise God. Yeah, that's it.
Meantime, another passenger who prefers to remain anonymous was grateful for the assistance by strangers and is also seeking a refund from the airline. We have disguised her voice at her request.
This is the girl who was here with me, cousin. Do we get one size? She was on the plane. She didn't know what to do with her. So after we got away, she called on to her family. And her family, they were going to come cross the border for her, right? And that's how we get a lift system cross the border in order to get to another destination that I couldn't get because the drop. And they never get one up before after 3. Back to Canada after 3. Yes, I need a refund because now it's not nice. I know that I had a storm. Yes, the storm, that is something. They never say they're going to come back. I will say clear people. So nothing. They just put the plane in the airport. There were 2 WestJets that come there, and that was it.
A passenger who was left stranded in transit to Canada. In Jamaica, the Ministry of Health and Wellness is warning that dengue remains a concern for the country, as 1,534 confirmed cases were recorded up to January 11th. There have been 19 dengue-related cases, that's deaths, I beg your pardon, 13 classified as suspected and 6 as confirmed. The country's chief medical officer has urged residents to take the required precaution to safeguard themselves and their family from dengue fever. The 5 to 14-year-old cohort has recorded the highest number of dengue cases. Recapping the headlines. An open manhole at River Road causing a major concern for motorists. Sugar workers are upbeat about plans to take the sector forward. Meantime, the Barbados Sugar Industry Limited is projecting an increase in yield this year. Relief for some Barbadian passengers who were stranded in New York en route to Canada due to a snowstorm. And in Jamaica, over 1,000 dengue cases recorded up to January. That was a lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network Inc. is a member of the OCM Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.